The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so too are the card prices of two NBA stars, plus hot cards from baseball and soccer in this week's Top 5 Cards.
My name is Jeff Wilson. By day, I invest in tech companies, and at night, I invest in sports cards. Join me on my journey to profit from the hobby we all love.
Hello, sports card investors, and welcome to another Top 5 Tuesday. We've got the NBA and NHL playoffs in full swing. The Major League Baseball season is really hitting its stride, and we had a great soccer match the other night. And as a result of that, some cards have really caught fire. We got a lot of great cards to show you in today's episode. And of course, today's episode is brought to you by eBay, your number one spot for cards and collectibles, with the largest inventory of sports cards from basketball to soccer and buyers from all over the globe. eBay is the leading place to buy, sell, and invest your cards. All right, many of you probably heard the news that Beckett, BGS Grading, suspended most of the levels of their grading services this week, just like PSA. So now you've got PSA and Beckett, BGS, that are no longer accepting cards except for the very top, most expensive levels of grading. Meanwhile, SGC, who we have recommended on this channel before, we did a behind the scenes episode with them, they are apparently getting grading orders turned around extremely quickly. We have been submitting orders to them through our sports card investor bulk submission service, and we're getting some of these orders back in like a week. These things are coming back really quickly. So if you do have cards to grade, SGC is a great option to consider with PSA and BGS shut down, and you can grade through sports card investor and save money. It is cheaper to go through us and you get better service than you will going direct through SGC. Just go to sportscardinvestor.com and click on grading on the main menu bar to learn all about our bulk submission service. And while you're there, we just posted a new job opening on our jobs page. We are hiring a full stack software developer, This is a full-time position. We also have other job listings still open. We've got a video editor and videographer. We've got a social media producer. We've got a graphic designer. We've got a UI UX designer, a web designer. We are hiring like crazy because we are continuing to build more and more awesomeness for you. So if you're interested in joining the sports card investor team, check out those jobs on our website. But no matter where you are and no matter what you're doing, we got some great cards to talk about right now. So let's go ahead and jump into today's top five cards. The number five player on our list, an up-and-coming NBAer who just beat LeBron. And when you take down LeBron, the basketball card investing community is going to take notice and your cards are probably going to go up. And that is what has happened with Devin Booker. The Suns shocked the world. I guess they shocked the world. I mean, they were the higher seed, right? But it still kind of felt like they shocked the world by actually taking down the lower seed Lakers and LeBron and Anthony Davis, the reigning NBA champions, during the first round of the NBA playoffs. But the Suns looked completely legit. And of course, Devin Booker was a great, you know, great reason for that. He averaged 30 points per game, 48.8% field goal percentage, 43% from the three line against the Lakers. If he keeps that up, the Suns could probably beat anyone. Maybe not the Nets, but they could probably beat anybody else. And look at what Devin Booker's card prices have done as a result. We're looking just over the last 7 days here. This is his 2015 Prism base card. This card was selling for $643 7 days ago. Most recent sales of this card have been $866 all the way up to $884. This card has gone up almost 38% just in the course of the last 7 days. Hey, good for the Suns, good for Devin Booker. That's what beating LeBron will do for you. For the number four spot, we're going to baseball and we're going to a pitcher who has been lights out this season. And like, I'm talking all-time historical great. We're seeing something incredible. Jacob DeGrom of the Mets is pitching like nobody has ever pitched before. His ERA is 0.62. The lowest ERA in history is held by, Bob Gibson at 1.12 back in 1968. And now, of course, we're not halfway through the season yet, but nonetheless, DeGrom's had many starts, and he's got a 0.62 ERA, also has thrown 93 strikeouts in only 58 innings pitched. Those are crazy numbers. His cards, they're going crazy as a result as well. And here we're looking over the last 90 days at his 2014 Bowman Chrome Prospects card in PSA 10 and his 2014 Bowman Chrome Update Base card in PSA 10. And you can see both of these cards really have been going up nice trend lines. They bounced around a little bit recently, came back down. Now we're starting to go back up again. But if you look at this over the entirety of the 90 days, you can see that you could have gotten this Bowman Prospects for $200 or the Topps Chrome Update for $575. That Bowman Prospects is now around $496. So that's 148% increase. And that Topps Chrome Update, that's $1,000. That's a 73% increase. So no matter what DeGrom card you have, if you had his cards at the beginning of the season, you've done really well. Your cards have probably about doubled, if not more. In our number three spot, we're going back to the NBA and we're going to a star, well, really a rising star who's having a breakout moment in the playoffs. Someone who was in our top five 2 weeks ago, but his play continues to be great and he has landed himself back in the top five again. Trae Young, my boy here in Atlanta, Trae Young. He has been absolutely sensational. Only the second player in NBA history to score 30 or more points in his first four playoff road games, I believe the stat is. I mean, that's crazy stuff. His card shot up 2 weeks ago because he hit the game winner against the New York Knicks, and that caused his cards to explode overnight. And 2 weeks ago on the show, we featured his Prism base card from his rookie year that had gone up a lot after he hit that game winner. Well, then he went and finished off the New York Knicks, took his bow in Madison Square Garden, and then had an incredible game one against Philadelphia, where he put up 35 points, 10 assists. So this guy just absolutely continues to roll. So his cards are continuing to go up. So we brought up two of his other cards here on the screen since we did his Prism base a couple of weeks ago. Here's his 2018 Prism Silver, and we're looking at this card over the course of the last 3 weeks. And then we also put his Select Concourse card up on the screen in PSA 10. Both of these cards are moving steadily up and to the right. In fact, if I switch to look at both of these by price change percentage, you can see easily how much they have both gone up. Over the last 3 weeks, that Concourse, Select Concourse card in PSA 10 is up 66.7%. And that Prism Silver card in PSA 10 is up 47.1%. Hey, who says that Prism base and silver are dead? Trae Young's proven you wrong. His cards are going up like crazy. Good job, Trae Young. Good job, Atlanta Hawks. Hey, I hope the Hawks can keep it going. In the number two position this week, a baseball player who pulled off just the most miraculous play, an incredible base running moment that went viral the second it happened. And hey, as I've said before, sometimes all it takes is a player to have one big moment and all of a sudden the card community wakes up and embraces this guy's cards. That is what happened with Javier Baez of the Chicago Cubs. And I'm sure you guys have seen that ridiculous highlight against the Pirates where Javi Baez, you know, hit the ball and was clearly going to be out, but then came back down the first baseline and kind of moved around and somehow tricked the first baseman into not just tagging first base, which would have ended the inning, but threw it home, and then the guy was safe, and then there was an error. It was chaos, but Baez, I mean, hey, he pulled off a miracle. He was a magician pulling the rabbit out of the hats, and great for the Cubs. They got an extra run there as a result. Baez has been having a pretty nice season. He's got 14 home runs this season, which is, you know, a pretty high mark in the majors, 39 RBIs, batting 240 on the season. So he's been having a decent season, but then of course that base running craziness really put him on the map. And you can see his cards, they've been going up. They've been doing real well. This is the last 30 days of his 2015 Topps Chrome base card in PSA 10. This card was $89. If we go back 30 days ago, and then, you know, some sales around $100, $81, $76. But the most recent sales of this card have been up at $135 and then $155. This card is up 73% in the last 30 days. Hey, another magician act here by Javi Baez. And now it's time for the number one card of the week. And we're sticking with baseball. We're going with a player who a lot of people really liked in 2019. His 2020 season was a little disappointing, but people are hopping back on the bandwagon in 2021. He's a younger player, but unlike some of the other younger stars, like maybe a Tatis or Soto or an Acuna, he's still very affordable to invest in. And perhaps that is fueling him along. I am talking about Austin Meadows, the Miami Marlins outfielder, having himself a really nice season. 14 home runs so far this season, 48 RBIs, which is actually tied for the lead in Major League Baseball, batting .248, .350, and .533 this season. He's doing good. And look at his cards. They're doing really nicely as well. I brought up three of his 2018 Topps update cards on the screen. These are his rookie cards from 2018. So you got his base card, which you can see there at the bottom of the screen. You've got, I then brought up his 2018 Topps update rainbow foil card. That's a very low population card, only 99 of those graded in PSA 10 condition. And then you've got his 2018 Topps update gold card, which of course is a serial numbered card, serial numbered to 2018. Also a very low pop card, only 94 of those in PSA 10 condition. And if we look at how the prices of all three of these cards have changed over the last 30 days, you can see that that base card has really led the way. That base card is up 117%, and it's an inexpensive card. If you go back 30 days ago, that card was only selling for $13, not even paying for the grading fee. The Austin Meadows 2018 Topps Update base card was selling for $13 30 days ago. Now that card is selling for $29, almost $30. It's more than doubled. It's up 118% over the course of the last 30 days. His gold card is up 50% over the course of the last 30 days. Of course, only a few sales of that card. It's rather sparse. And then his Topps Update rainbow foil card, as of the last sale, which was about a week ago, was up 14% versus where it was 30 days ago, but only a limited number of sales of that particular card as well. But no matter which Austin Meadows card you have, I'm sure you're excited about the fact that he has returned to form this year and is starting to look really solid. And a lot of people are excited about this guy as potentially being an under-the-radar future star in Major League Baseball. I've got an extra card for you today because the other night I got together with my sports card investor team and we watched the CONCACAF Nations League Finals, the U.S. men's national team play Mexico. And I gotta tell you, that was probably the most exciting soccer game I've ever seen. And look, I'll be the first to admit, I am not the world's biggest soccer fan, but that was 120 minutes of pure excitement. It was great to see the U.S. men's national team come home with that championship. Some of our bright young stars really perform well on that big stage. I am excited about what this team can do next year in the World Cup and what that will mean for the card prices of U.S. men's national team stars. And one player in particular really stuck out to me on the pitch, and that was Weston McKennie, because he had the swagger, he had the smile, and he also had the playmaking ability, and he scored a critical goal in that game, incredible headers, and one of his headers went into the goal late in the game, to tie it 2-2 and allow the game to go into extra time where the USA eventually won. And all it takes sometimes from a player is one big moment on a big stage for their card prices to shoot up. And here is Weston McKennie's 2018 Donruss base card in raw condition. This card, going back just a couple of days before that finals game, you could have bought this card for about $15, or actually the day before that, some were selling for $5. Between $5 and $15, you could have bought the card. And then he scores that header, and all of a sudden the card's going for $35. a 536% increase in this card's price in less than a week. 536% in less than a week. So don't tell me that sports card investing has to only be a big dollar game, because again, you could have bought this card for $5.50 a few days ago and you could have sold it after he hit that header for 35 bucks. That's a pretty nice turnaround. Congratulations to the U.S. men's national team and congratulations to Weston McKennie. The future is bright. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed our top five today plus our bonus card. Check out our SGC grading bulk submission service. I think it is perhaps your best option right now with both PSA and BGS on hold for most levels of grading. We'll take care of your bulk submissions for you and save you money in the process. Go to sportscardinvestor.com and click on grading in the main menu bar. And while you're there, check out our jobs page. See if that full stack software developer job or any of our other job openings are right for you. We would love you to apply. Guys, thank you so much for watching. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that little bell icon. 100,000 subscribers is in sight. I can see it. It's not that far off. It's amazing, amazing to think that we are almost there. What an incredible accomplishment for the hobby, all because of you. Thank you so much for subscribing to this channel, hitting that bell icon. We truly, truly appreciate each and every one of you, and it shows the strength of the hobby that we're going to get to 100,000 sometime soon. All right, guys, until our next episode, take care, and I will see you all soon. Have a great day.